excellence in broadcasting, and that goes double for you, dear listener. The Midweek Drive, each Wednesday at 5 p.m. on Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's gift to the world.
And just when we thought that we'd have to actually revamp and relaunch the entire production schedules and use a completely different jingle.
The Midweek Drive with Alex Lefchuk and Joy Knight on Siren 107.3 FM.
Yes, she's here.
Hello.
Yes, I do need you cut it to the
I do. I like to keep
routines.
You guessing,
you
Alex.
Do indeed.
I like to keep you on edge.
Well, not just myself, Joy, but also our top guest here, who clearly is still recovering from the time when you actually got out the old nunchakas and the sticks and started battling through with that. And whom are we referring to?
Oh, God, it's got to be the international legend of stunt, Ricky Ash.
International legend of stunt, Ricky. How does that grab you?
That's a very nice introduction. Thank you very much for that, Joy. You can follow me around everywhere with that introduction.
Excellent stuff there. This is what we like to hear, and it's all great material there. So, moving on, Ricky, what have you been doing since? Because I gather you've been over in Ireland, you've been over in Europe. What sort of things have you been doing since, you know, those halcyon days, those pre-summer 2010 days when we were fortunate enough, that's Joy, of course, and Rachel, and indeed Lucy Roberts, to actually turn around and have that whole stunt training experience? What sort of things have you been up to?
I've been crashing cars. I've been having an absolutely amazing time over in Ireland. I've been working on a film called Lotus Eaters, which is filming in Ireland and in England, and I'm back filming on Friday night, crashing a car into a lamppost in London. And it's been fantastic. It's been a really, really good experience. I've been coordinating on the film as well. So, yeah, it's been fun behind the wheel. The car crash that I did in Ireland was a head-on into a parked car. I hit the car at 32 miles an hour and made a right mess of it, basically. And when I say made a right mess of it, not made a right mess of the job, but actually made a right mess of the car, which was the intention of the stunt. So
it was a job well done, then?
It was a job well done, and
good.
I really, really enjoyed every second of it. It's quite a frightening thing to do, actually, to do a head-on car crash. But yes, it was lovely, apart from it rained every day, but it's rained every day here also.
Ricky, it's never raining as long as Joy Knight is in the studio.
Exactly.
And across the airwaves. That's what we frequently say. You know, when we started off the whole Midweek Drive scenario, it was Alex Lefchuk and Julie Corden. Jill Sennett, obviously, was with us for a time. Becky Schofield. I mean, these are people who may return. I mean, Julie's still on the contractual book, so, you know, she claims it's all because she's snowed under with all sorts of things relating to graduation ceremonies, you know. But Joy has proven to be a clear... Well, she's one of the team, isn't she, basically, Ricky?
She's one of the stunt team as well as yourself, Alex, who had his hand set on fire.
Well, as indeed one of our other semi-regular co-presenters would have said.
Well, it's not every day you get to see your lecturer set on fire, so that's quite fun.
Says it all, really.
Quite fun.
Exactly. Quite fun. Thank you, Lucy Roberts, doing her routine on that basis. Joy, any other questions? I mean, what next for the Joy Knight stunt performance? Because obviously you had the experience of seeing me with arms set alight.
I tell you what, I think I'd rather go back to Ricky's and sort of lie in his hot tub than do any more stunts. Nice cocktail, you know, that sort of thing. But
I noticed you were very well taken with the way in which his televisual apparatus emerged.
Was very impressive. Oh, very James Bond, wasn't it? No, it's a great day, Ricky. Thanks ever so much again for that. I went home absolutely buzzing from it. It was just such a good laugh and brilliant. I don't know, Ricky. I mean, what are you? Obviously, you're doing this film now. What? Anything else lined up?
As soon as I finish working on Lotus Eaters, I then take up a comedy with the BBC, which is called Coming of Age. This will be the third series of Coming of Age, which is made for BBC Three, and I will be working on that, I think, through till about December. There's a couple of other projects also that are starting to come in and looking at the materialising. So it's all go, it's all busy, but there's always time to fit in a little bit of stunt playtime.
Yeah. Are you upset that Last of the Summer Wines ended? Because I know you did a fair few of the stunts on that. So.
I'm not the only one. I noticed you've got Ken. Kitson on as well.
You know, you see, this is what you call production, of course, Ricky.
Yes,
you know, people who are driving at present think they just throw these shows together. No, we craft them, exactly.
Yeah.
And Ken, of course, together with Lewis Emmerich, are currently working, and this might be an interesting one, Ricky, they're currently working on trying to do a follow-up series to Last of the Summer Wine, in which the two coppers from Last of the Summer Wine, put up the trade by Ken Kitson and Lewis Emmerich, will actually end up in Scarborough.
Right. There we are.
There's a little scoop for you, which I thought I'd just sort of sneak in.
Well, say hello to Ken when he's on, because I worked with Ken, and I actually doubled Tony Capstick, the late Tony Capstick, on Last of the Summer Wine to fall off a bicycle, and I had a stuntman double Ken. And what happened on that sequence was Tom Owen has a puppet dog and frightens the two policemen, who then end up falling off their new police bikes. And we filmed that in Home Firth in 2002. But I'd met Ken most of the journeys that I made up to work on Last Summer Wine. Even if I wasn't in the same scenes as Ken, I'd always bump into him on set and also back at the hotel as well. So very, very disappointed. Not the only one that's disappointed. Not only are the viewers disappointed about Last Summer Wine, but the cast and the crew. I worked on it for 9 years, and I'd worked on over 50 or so episodes.
Wow.
So, yes, and, you know, unfortunately, someone at the BBC make these decisions, and it was a great show to work on. It was fantastic, and I'm very disappointed, yes, because it was like working with a family. It was different from working on anything else I'd worked on before, and I'd made some great friends. So hearing about Ken's idea and Lewis's to get some other, you know, like a spin-off off the ground, you know, fantastic. And I think that's probably what will happen now.
Yeah,
it'll happen. The campaign already starts here. And I must admit, I was very impressed with Ricky with your time as the Tango Man. But
yes.
I do think Ken might possibly have the trump card, because I hadn't realised until we were doing some additional research and we were in Scarborough a week or so ago, touching base with Ken, who has his wonderful book Moods, Moments and Memories available for sale outside the Blue Crush Centre there, that Ken indeed has also been giant rumble buffin in the BBC's The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. I think that might...
Giant
Rumble Muffin, or Rumble Buffin even, versus Tango Person.
The Tango Man. I think we've got something going there.
I mean, I like them both, but in a fight, you know? it's an interesting combination from that point of view. So, we'll pass on. Obviously, we need to get you in the studio, Ricky, and then you can speak directly to Ken and sort of relate to that. Of course, the other thing, Joy, and hopefully not giving too many sort of trade secrets away here, is the possibility that the Ricky Ashe International Fan Club may shortly be able to purchase merchandise from the fallingforyou.tv website.
Really? What sorts of things?
Well, we've got, very, very soon, we're going to have hoodies, T-shirts, they're going to be bags, there's going to be caps, hats, scarves, gloves. There's a nice little pink hat, scarf and glove set that's on there for the ladies. And this range of clothing go from around about a year old right up to any age. So, and there's holdalls, and there's also my book as well on there. So, yes, the Falling For You merchandising range, the shop will be open very, very soon. I've just started to just work out what range I'm actually doing and the colours and the sizes and things with a local embroiderer, and it's all going really, really well. So, yes.
Lovely.
Yeah, I've had the proofs through, and I've got my T-shirt and hoodie that I can be wearing, and I'll get one over to Alex at some point as well.
And are you having your lovely girlfriend modelling these clothes on the website, Ricky?
That was an idea,
yeah.
to have a modelling some of the clothing, and I will also be having my grandchildren then. I don't have any children. I'll be having my
Ricky Ashe, the world's first octogenarian stunt person. He keeps going, looking very good, I find.
My nephew and niece, Thomas, who is 12, and Abigail, who is 10, are going to be modelling as well on the website with the clothing. I might even persuade my mother to model a hoodie, a green hoodie that I've ordered for her.
So. Will she be up for that, do you think, Ricky?
I think she would, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Astounding stuff on that basis. When you were saying for all ages from a year onwards, I thought, is that the age of the clothing? But no, it's obviously the people that it's for. It's suited. Just douche. I have little experience of the rag trade, and somehow the thought of me coming in to start off the new academic year with journalism students and so on dressed as a hoodie, I don't know. It's not really me, is it?
Yeah. Give it a whirl,
Alex.
Change of image.
There's going to be very smart jackets on there too. Alex, so you could treat yourself to smart jacket, T-shirts, hats, caps. There'll be something for everybody.
You always need a decent hat and a cap, I find, these days, particularly when we're on location reports.
Even if it's just a falling for you hold all.
Well, exactly. Or indeed actually having the catchphrase.
Well, it's not every day you get to see your lecturer set on fire, so that's quite fun.
Yeah, it's not every day you get to see your lecturer set on fire.
It's not, though, is it? It's not every day that happens. Oh, which is actually quite a positive thing to say.
I like to feel that it's got that sort of notion from that point of view. Ricky, obviously you're off to a variety of other bits and pieces as well. We haven't mentioned, of course, With Confidence, Have Confidence, which is still available from all good bookstores. And indeed, you might be actually taking part in a couple of Mind, Body, Spirit events up in Teesside in the not-too-distant future to promote that. But also people can purchase that book as well, presumably.
That's right. I've been prompted, actually, because I've had so much positive feedback about the book. I've just had a new website built, which will be going live hopefully this weekend, and it's successfullyyou.tv, and it's successfully-you.tv. Obviously, my stunt company is called fallingforyou.tv, and I thought about what kind of a name could I go for, and I thought, well, I've got Falling For You. What about Successfully You? Successfully You is a website about myself, about my motivational speaking, my after-dinner speaking, and also to promote the book. So pretty much from next week, people can go on to successfullyyou.tv and they'll be able to purchase my book directly. And there's a dedication box also, so if they'd like the book to be dedicated to anybody, they just need to just fill in that box and I will do a personal dedication.
And it's successfully-you.tv. Hyphen is important, presumably.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's grammatically correct, web for the scenarios. I don't know where we're going. Interesting enough, we're going to be talking with Ken about Moods, Moments and Memories, his book, which I'll be passing over to Joy as well shortly to have a little perusal through. We've got a couple of his wonderful things. It's also a wonderful thing about being trained in stunt people, because there we are, Joy, that's Ken's CD, which we will be playing as well, excerpts from. It's a strange and wonderful world. That's just teasing ahead, obviously, to the rest of the show. But Joy, as you're in top form now, in third gear, moving into fourth gear, slipping effortlessly into fifth, would you like to ask Ricky Ash those last two questions?
I would. Ricky, have you enjoyed speaking with me and Alex this evening?
I certainly have.
Great. And so will you join us again in the not-too-distant future?
It will be my pleasure.
Excellent. Can't wait.